Edward Scharfenberger of the Albany Roman Catholic Diocese. Bishop, thank you so much for joining us.
It's my pleasure. Good morning to all our listeners and to you, Joe.
This past week, many COVID-19 restrictions have been lifted. How is the lifting of restrictions impacting the Albany Roman Catholic Diocese churches, schools, and parishes?
Well, from what I'm hearing, you know, we've done this gradually. We've been preparing for this just as we have been throughout the pandemic. From what I am hearing, people are adapting, and they've been doing it in a responsible way. As you know, we never really closed churches in Albany and throughout the diocese, but we did have to limit our numbers. I think the biggest impact now is that more people are able to safely be in church for whatever they're celebrating there, for mass, for weddings, for funerals, and or even just to go in to pray.
Bishop, I understand this morning there's going to be a very special ordination ceremony at the Cathedral of the Immaculate Conception on Eagle Street.
Yes, annually around this time of year, we ordain men that have been preparing for the Roman Catholic priesthood. And today we have five seminarians who at 11 o'clock at the cathedral, I will ordain in the presence of their families, their friends, and so many people that were part of their lives throughout. You know, it's a long formation process. It's for most of them at least 4 years, maybe even more. So it's the culmination of many, many years of preparation, and you know, they have looked forward to this for so long. I guess not different from a wedding day, you know, that a couple may plan sometimes for many years, and suddenly it's happening today. You know, it's a big day.
Now, Bishop, I don't mean to alarm you, but I have heard from very reliable sources that on Wednesday, June 30th, there is going to be a murder in the cathedral at 7:30 p.m.
Yes, I have heard about that too, and actually, I'm one of the instigators, to be honest with you. One of our priests approached me a few months ago thinking that it would be a good thing to get together a cast, group of people, to do T.S. Eliot's Murder in the Cathedral. As you know, that's the kind of a documentary, in a way, of the last days of Thomas Becket, you know, a saint who of the 12th century, who was murdered in his own cathedral, actually. But the reason that we're doing it is because the play, it's very timely. It's a play that, in a beautiful way, illustrates many of the tensions and challenges we have today in church-state relationships, in matters of conscience. Practically everybody has felt a certain challenge, let's say, to live what they truly believe, you know, with conviction in an atmosphere that sometimes is hostile to those beliefs, whatever they may happen to be. I think everybody can relate to that. So, yes, the final scene is actually a murder. And since I'm they insisted that I be the main character, I guess it'll give people an opportunity to take out some of their frustrations. But we hope in a way that is done with some degree of safety. it's been actually, we've been having rehearsals at the cathedral, and it's a fine cast, and I hope that, you know, as many as are able to will be able to attend.
Bishop, it sounds like it's going to be a fun evening. This is Father's Day weekend. Bishop, your thoughts on Dad?
Well, happy Father's Day to you, Joe, and to anybody else who is in our earshot. There are many in my life, I think of the many fathers in my life, of course, my own father, whom I'm so grateful for. But I had others in my life, priests who we call fathers, and grandparents, sometimes those who take the mentoring role that we expect from fathers, the good example that we've received, the coaching, sometimes the discipline, even all of the things that fathers do. So it's a day to just, I think, say thank you to those people in our lives. And if our father is living, to take the time out to say thanks, Dad. So I would just say happy Father's Day to anybody who hears this, and for all of those who may in any way have taken that role of fostering in a way that only a father can do.
Bishop Edward Scharfenberger of the Albany Roman Catholic Diocese, thank you so much for joining us this morning on B95.5. Have yourself a wonderful day.
Same to you, Joe. Thanks so much.